This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mary. Have a white one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clausies are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand, our tin cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy.
Well, welcome to the show. Don't know if you're trying to fill up some stockings. That's the great Miles Davis. I gotta say, I like that tune. But I think some people are trying to do that anyway, based on what I keep saying about the traffic numbers that I have certainly seen. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much again for popping in with us here on the show, for doing it all year long. And if you're a first-timer to this dealio, well, thank you. We've thrown out the virtual red carpet. Coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag plus nail the score. Yep, now the score, it's where I pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you call in at this number. Hurry, scurry, grab a pen, 855-266-5283. Don't worry, I'm going to say it a bunch. And call in, and all you have to do is tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score will be. You don't have to know diddly about football. You're just picking numbers out of the sky. Or you can send me your guess through the miracle of the World Wide Web, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, so let's hit the tune that everybody's singing in my backyard and your backyard, and it is about the either Bah Humbug or We Got Tons of Spirit. I have to say that I've seen more deer antlers. You know, those fake antlers that you put on one side of the car and the other side of the car, and it's got like a bell on it or a jingle bell hat or something like that. I've seen more cars cruising around this year on the highways and when I'm parked or whatever than I think I've ever seen before. So I truly believe in the better angels of people, and I think many are trying to celebrate something with family, friends, whoever, and just get in that spirit. So I think that's a good thing, right? Let's usher out 2021 and what a crazy year it's been, and see what 2022 has in store for us. We'll, of course, dive into what's going on with the COVID testing. That's very big for lots of people because they're trying to find them or they're lining up for COVID tests. The FDA did authorize a new Pfizer antiviral pill that you can take at home. So this is good. That's a huge update in the war against this SOB of a virus, because I think more people would rather just take a pill. So this will help prevent people sick with COVID from becoming severely ill, meaning that step of desperation, I can't breathe, I got to go to the hospital. That's what this is designed to do. Paxlovid. It's made by Pfizer. It reduces the risk of severe disease by, check this out, 90%, at least in the clinical trials, and it appears to be safe. I think people would reach for that. I absolutely do, if they find themselves in that situation. To me, this and developing something to prevent or any of that in a pill form, I think is so vital, and obviously there's a lot of scrambling around to try and make that happen. All right, such is life. It is really about trying to come to terms with to and fro, so meaning if you are flying, there's still long, long lines, and so far not any big delays with flights. Some people fly out a couple of days early. Some actually fly on the day, so on Saturday, on Christmas itself, on that actual 25th. But knock on this microphone, can you hear it? There haven't been people hysterical on planes where they've had to land them in some other places, not during this stretch anyway, and there haven't been a lot of massive delays. There has not been a lot of massive delays, which is very, very good. Of course, the advice is from all the airlines is to get there early enough so that you don't have to rush through the TSA in case you get caught in a situation where there are a lot of people in line. In the future, what's, I think, really interesting is this fight over 5G that really could affect air travel. And so what does that mean? Well, there's some big concerns about this, that it could lead to flight delays or diversions. It could affect millions of passengers across hundreds of flights. It comes down to this cell service technology that it's begun to be supported in, of course, the latest smartphones. But what does it mean for flying? Specifically, the Federal Aviation Administration, there's been lots of conversation about this, is worried that 5G cellular antennas near some airports, not air travelers' mobile devices, could throw off readings from some aircraft equipment designed to tell pilots how far they are from the ground. Yikes! So, as we look to predictions for 2022, it's all about 5G, 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 how fast, where can you get it, ba, 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 ba. I mean, that's the rage, 5G. So imagine if that's happening. The systems, their radar altimeters, if that's what's happening and they're used throughout a flight and they're critical, can you just imagine what that would mean? I mean, they're so concerned about it that they had an urgent order forbidding pilots from using those potentially affected areas around the airport where low visibility conditions, you know, reading the meters, would otherwise require them. So that new rule could keep planes from getting to some airports in some circumstances because, hey, the pilots would be unable to land using instruments because that's what that means, using the instruments. So on January 5th, wireless carriers are going to activate the 5G service that relies on the radio frequencies the FAA is worried about. And there are big swaths of get ready for this, California, Florida, New England, Texas, and the Midwest that are going to get this 5G coverage. But it could jeopardize some super big airports, including Los Angeles, New York, and Houston. So look out, as if they haven't had enough problems with what's going on in the skies, some form of technology, this 5G, is a thing that could add extra pandemonium to pilots and the skies. And should we worry? Of course we should worry, because we could get caught up in this. But what can we do about it? We can't do anything about it but watch the hand be played out that's dealt to us in this circumstance. Head in the mailbag next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mel? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Stick in the mail, man.
Oh, yeah, we're in the mailbag. Very clever. Ho, ho, ho. The great Nate. Oh, my, on the technicals. We have so much fun on this show. And thanks to you, we're having some fun in the mailbag this time around. We start on a light note. This one from Howard listening to us on 680 AM. That would be in WOGO in Chippewa Falls. So thanks for that, and thanks for telling us where you listened to us, Howard. And Howard says, hey, Kate Delaney, big shout-out to you. I just want to know if, when you've moved around, did you switch your allegiances to football teams and baseball teams and basketball teams? I know that you're, what do you call yourself, a content junkie. I get it. I am too. And I know that you did a lot of sports. I've heard you doing sports, in fact, and a thumbs up to you on that. Nice job. But have you switched allegiances with all those moves? You know what? Thanks for that question. I have not switched allegiances. And when I say that, it's weird because I flew with the Dallas Cowboys. I covered the Yankees and the Mets. I was in California and I covered the Raiders and also the San Francisco 49ers a little bit and a bunch of different baseball teams, the Texas Rangers. And I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so I grew up going to Philadelphia Phillies games and Eagles games and some 76ers games. Not as much 76ers, but some. And my uncle played professional hockey for the Philadelphia Flyers. So when I was a really little girl, I would get dragged out to those games. I mean, not every single home game, but I went to enough of them that I started to like it. I started to watch it, and I like to watch sports with my grandfather. I think that kind of tweaked my interest. So I think deep down your allegiances, so to speak, stay with the team that you grew up with, but maybe not. I've had this conversation with a few people. What happens when you kind of bop around and you really love, you know, where you are, like the great state of Texas? They've adopted me, right? And I love the Dallas Cowboys that I covered, and I have so many friends that are Cowboy fans, and what an incredible opportunity for me when I traveled with them. Which, by the way, the Cowboys were like rock stars. In Philadelphia, they had fans. In New York, they had fans. In Green Bay, they had fans. Everywhere we went, when we would get off the buses, there would be an army of people screaming their names and wanting to see the Cowboys, you know, as they went into the hotel or whatever. So, again, having said that, I think there is something to where you're from. If you're a sports fan, you kind of still... it's your home team, right? And if you never move, well, then of course that's what you're doing. You know, if you've lived in Chicago your whole life and you're a Bears fan, you're that's what you're doing. You're rooting for the Bears. You're rooting for all your home teams. And then when you go away, I think you carry them with you, if that's any kind of a good answer. So there you go. Not everybody agrees with me, because sometimes you do adopt teams, especially college. I think teams, college football teams, there can be a little bit of a switch there. Nice to get a light question, right? And an interesting question at that. All right, let's go to this one from Tom, who says, "Hey, Kate, I am so tired of COVID conversation, but yet we need to know what's happening and need to know what's happening with Omicron and what the forecast is for how many people get it and all of that. I'm seeing in my group of friends, there's some people that don't want to get vaccinated. There's some that are fully vaccinated. It's almost like a question nobody really wants to know the answer to, which is strange. But it's become like the don't talk about politics or religion at the table, the old-fashioned this is what we do so we can all get along. And it's kind of that way in my hood, to tell you the truth. So Omicron, how many people do they predict will get infected with this? You know, I think I was looking at some forecasts that basically said vaccinated people can, of course, are getting it too, but it's different how your body reacts to it because they're not going to the hospital, they're not dying from it, etc. But the theory is, right, from the CDC and Johns Hopkins and some other places, other researchers, that the Omicron could probably hit on the U.S. with about 60% of us infected by March, and maybe 140 million, give or take, or maybe even up to 180 million new cases. But 90% won't ever show symptoms of that, according to the University of Washington. So did you hear what I just said? 90% will never show symptoms, so you won't No, but a surge in infections. And this is the thing. So here's the deal. If it washes through everybody, so to speak, and you are protected and you don't get to the worst of the worst where you're in the hospital fighting for your life, in one sense, what is the good news? It's different than Delta, right? So then you think of the hospitalization rate with Delta, which was crazy. You wouldn't have those numbers if, depending on the protection of the people. And wouldn't that sort of bring that immunity situation to bear? And I was talking to someone the other day in the field where they're constantly, you know, arguing about statistics and looking at numbers and looking at the infections and looking at all kinds of elements of this, the people who are believing in some of the wild conspiracy theories, and the people who flat out just don't trust the medicine and don't want to get vaccinated. So what does that all mean? When do we wash through this? And I keep hearing the end of spring in 2022. So we'll see. Do we go through another year of the big question mark? But I don't know. That's all I can tell you just based on what I know. Certainly Omicron is very different from Delta, and that's obvious. And there's more people concerned that are, I think it's great that they're getting in lines to get test kits and to get tested so that you're not around people, you know, getting infected or spreading or who knows what, especially if you don't even know if you have the symptoms. All right, let's go to another one quickly here. This is from Joe listening to us on 890 AM in Oklahoma City. And Joe says, hi, Kate. I was listening to some of your shows where you were talking about the craziness of what's happening on the airlines. And I took a trip with my family. We were on American, and it seemed like the back was starting to get a little bit rowdy. There was somebody who was starting to get boisterous, but it wasn't about a mask. And ultimately, he was calmed down, thank goodness. And I felt a kind of a wash of relief fall over me. I was worried about my family if there would be some kind of a wild circumstance that would have happened where somebody got socked or knocked down or whatever, but that luckily did not happen. I think the airlines should be really stringent with what they do. I think they should fine them and absolutely ban any of the people that do that. That's ridiculous. Just don't get on a plane and fly if you don't want to wear a mask or abide by whatever the rule is. Who cares? Get in a car or use some other mode of transportation, but don't ruin it for the rest of us. Ba-dum-bum. Yep, I agree. Absolutely, 100%. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. You know, if you, it's almost like, hey, I want to pick a fight, so I'm going to get drunk at the bar, get on the plane, and start to raise hell and start to scream things out and start arguments. I mean, that's some of what's happened on these flights. Now, if you think of the amount of people that travel, even during this pandemic where things opened up a little bit more, it is still a small amount of people, but it is kind of, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo if you happen to be on the plane where you have some of that going on. And it is awful if, imagine, you're stuck, you're with your family, and you're anxious to get somewhere and excited to finally be back on a plane or whatever, and then that plane has to land somewhere else because of some shenanigans of somebody on another passenger on that plane. Just absolutely awful, that's what I would say. So thanks for all of your emails. Remember, 24/7, you can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't re-imprison inmates sent home for COVID-19 protocols. Mayor Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street on Wednesday, adding to the week's gains ahead of the Christmas holiday. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the NASDAQ rose 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Biden administration is facing backlash after expressing hostility towards Americans who have not been vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
So far this year, Chicago's number of shooting victims is well over 4,200. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom pledged to keep California schools open in a statement he issued with the state's influential teachers' unions. This news conference took place one day after President Joe Biden said K-12 classrooms must not close. The joint statement between Newsom and the teachers' unions come as the Omicron variant emerges in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joins us now with something I think that is so vital. Communication. Her book is Communication, The Heart of Organizational Leadership. Boy, so lacking, I have to say, as somebody who's worked in some big corporations, and I see what's going on with my friends, and even in some smaller organizations. Carrie, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What was it that drove you to write this book?
Well, I was working at this time while I was working on my doctorate. I was working in a large human service agency, and I noticed that there was a lot of miscommunication between and among management and frontline social workers. And somehow at the time I had this feeling that if people were made aware of the gap in communication, that things might improve in the agency, that is, the outcomes that the managers were looking for might improve in the agency.
Yeah, and you have that on-the-job experience because you worked in the child welfare profession for, what, 2 decades? And
yes.
You think of the communication there and things that fall through the cracks and how that affects mm-hmm. the children, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. And, I mean, even, you know, you go back to the values clarification for families, and that even breaks down in an agency that is working with, you know, large numbers of people and not being able to communicate clearly what the outcomes and what the goals are for the families.
Yeah. And you say it in the beginning, you know, you talk about it. You've got a chapter, Leadership in Social Work. What do you think should be done in social work to make it more cohesive, to make the process smoother?
Well, you know, when I was doing my research for my my dissertation here, what I found was that the profession of social work itself is not clearly defended or isolated from other professions. That is, between regular therapists and also between the non-profession of case managers or case workers. So anybody can call themselves a social worker without the training, although in most large organizations, it's clear what a social worker is. That is a person who has gone through 2 years of social work training and is also licensed. But that is not known throughout the community. So when somebody says they're a social worker and you people don't question it, you know, they can develop practices that are not in keeping with the profession itself. And so there's a lot of confusion out there about what the social worker is and what the goals are. So I just found that, the social work profession itself is not clearly defended or defined in the community.
Yeah, and you say that practice and reality. You talk about social workers defining some of the programs, some of the big programs from the 60s, but they were vulnerable. And then you talk about the 70s and the attacks on the programs that were developed in the 60s. And one of the things I love that you mention in this book is the political issues and the political skills, that other part of that. If you're not skilled in that, that's where everything really can fall down, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Thank you for getting that so well. That's very clear. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be able to lobby. You got to be able to have a voice. You got to be able to talk to people about what's really happening on the ground level. And I think that that's such a big part of it. And communication is absolutely key. What do you hope people take away from communication, the heart of organizational leadership?
Well, I think that if people will accept the fact that that their outcomes and goals are affected by the communication that people receive or hear in the organization, can affect the outcomes and goals of that organization. So it's everybody's win if the communication is clear. It increases productivity. It also increases morale among workers who feel that their voices are heard or not heard. That definitely can affect morale and also can affect the objectives and goals of the organization. So it's a win for everybody if we can improve the communication and, without intimidation.
Ooh, improve the communication without intimidation. That's a hashtag. And then you talk about it, not having people on board, and then you try to throw change in the middle of that. What do you think is going to happen? And especially now we're seeing that constantly you hear the word change management and change and whatnot, and, we have to pivot. But then the heart of your organization, like you said, that's why I love the title of the book, The Heart of Organizational Leadership, needs to be felt by everyone in the group. Will you write another book?
Well, I am thinking about it, and what I would I love to do is expand on this one. As I was reviewing my book for this interview, I was noticing how much statistics I put in there about how I developed this study and all of that. And I want to get more into how the study was done and developed so that people can see clearer why this is important. So, I would like to expand on this book and perhaps work on another book going forward with more information on recommendations for outcomes.
Oh, I like that, recommendations. But this book is great because it's got all that great data that shows you, hey, this is the truth. This is what's really happening. And I think that's great because you have such significant background in it and what you pour into it. It's just wonderful. Communication, The Heart of Organizational Leadership, Carrie Alexander Colella, because that's what you'll see on the book when you get it on Amazon. Thanks for joining us on the show.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, communication is key. We know that. So speaking of communication, the connection between communicating with your tree and the device you plug in that makes those pretty lights, when did that all start? Here's a couple of interesting Christmas did you knows, and I like this one especially. It was in 1882, on this very day, that Thomas Edison created the first string of Christmas tree lights. He found the connection, and they communicated, and they were able to string the lights and put them together, and that's what happened. That's a pretty interesting, I think, highlight, because how many people put lights on their tree thanks to Thomas Edison? I mean, what a beautiful thing. Whatever he could do with lights, whatever he could do with electricity, I mean, he was a prolific inventor whose discoveries certainly altered life forever and brought us into the electric age. I mean, we know that his inventions included the electric light bulb, of course, the electric power industry, motion pictures. He had like 1,093 U.S. patents. So many patents he had. He covered the bases. He patented everything he could possibly get his hands on. And so just add that to another one of his credits that he decided, yeah, let's do this with the Christmas tree. Let's make it light up. And it does make a difference, doesn't it? Can you imagine a tree? Well, I've seen him in like Mount Rainier when I was in Seattle. It was incredible. I felt like I was in Christmas tree heaven. And there was, of course, no lights there. But that's different. I'm in a giant mountain with a lot of trees around it. But in your living room or foyer or wherever you put it, can you imagine a naked Christmas tree? Zero lights. It's one thing to have no ornaments, but to have zero lights, I cannot imagine. All right, I can't imagine this either. You know, you go into Starbucks and people pay $20, $25, whatever. Like, don't even think twice about ponying up for one of these reusable cups. But apparently, and especially like the holiday-looking ones, apparently holding on to those Starbucks cups and then selling them because it's a collector's item can net you a few dollars. I guess I was reading up on a couple of things that in 2022 resellers claimed they made $5,000 in profit selling Starbucks holiday cups and other accessories through Facebook Marketplace. It seems like a lot of work to me. Hey, go spend this amount of money on these cups. But I saw it. I was at a Starbucks the other day, and I think every second person in line had one of those cups in their hand. So they were getting them. I don't know if they were using them as a stocking stuff or getting them from themselves or whatever they were doing, but they were definitely using it. And, you know, it's not just the holiday tumblers, it's others too. So, you know, other themes, like in 2019, resellers really jumped on the Halloween cups and then listed them for $100 to $500, right? I mean, there's Facebook groups that are dedicated to cup hunting. I'm a cup hunter. Well, that sounds bad. And I'm looking for some of these specific Starbucks cups. And I guess, you know, they have over 13,000 members. It's a public group, and it's called Cup Chaos. So collectors happily show off what they've gotten from Starbucks and their cup stashes. And it's this whole, they think it's this whole nostalgia thing that, you know, especially with the pandemic, it sort of triggered that. So the whole idea is there's a fan base and they want to remember this XYZ time, whatever. It just triggers a memory. Just leave it to Starbucks. Starbucks triggering memories in people over cups, and they're willing to pay 5, 6, 10 times what they're actually worth, which to me is just crazy, right? I said a thing about the poinsettias, and I had Ed actually email me and ask me to say that again. The poinsettia plant, to be exact, is, of course, one of the most popular plants in the world around this time of year. Annual sales, $1 billion. That's the impact, $1 billion, about 90 million units. Just after Thanksgiving, it starts to appear in big box retailers, grocery stores, wherever. You start to see it on tables, holiday parties, that kind of thing. And it is America's best-selling holiday plant. So how about that? Coming up next, nail the score. Call in and win fabulous prizes. You just have to guess the score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Ave Maria. Gracias.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Wow, so tough this special holiday week, because week 16, you've got a lot of players on the COVID list, more than 150 players, and some pretty big ones. Brandon Cooks is on that list. Some starters that are incredible and tough to replace. And so we'll see how those tests come and if they jump off the list or what happens there. But heading into the week, that's the way it's looking. The Ravens had a stack of players. So did the Bills. So did the Bears. So did the Browns. The Browns had a lot of players on the list, too, as well. So did the Texans, but are we worried about the Texans? No. However, there's some pretty big names on that Kansas City Chiefs list. Travis Kelce's on the list. He went on December 20th. A bunch of players went on the 21st and the 20th, and even an offensive tackle on the 22nd. So that's something to pay attention to if you're really involved in the game, right? But for our purposes, for Nail the Score, I mean, we're just having some fun. We want some of you to win some prizes. And how do you do that? You just correctly nail the score, and you never know. I mean, look, it's like playing the lottery. You never know. And you play this for free. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And then you can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, until the top of the hour, because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else. I always get emails from people who say, I didn't know, can't I just make a guess? But the idea, that's why we open it up, just for this very short time period. Otherwise, that's what I would do. I would say it's wide open for everybody. And I do always get 4 to 5 emails, so I'm assuming some people are at work or they just want to email instead of trying to jump on the phone lines. So you could do it either way. Again, 855-266-5283 or kate@katedelaneyradio.com. This week I thought about the Cowboys and Washington, except for the Cowboys are going to crush them. They're favored by 11 points. That's not going to be a close game. I try to pick a game that I think will be right on par with what the odds makers are saying and will be more exciting, like edge of your seat, so you don't know which way it's going to go. Of course, this is an unpredictable season, as many of them are, by the way. I looked at the Rams and the Vikings, but then I said, oh, no way, can't go there. And then I looked at the 49ers and the Titans. You know, the Titans are 9-5, but they've had some problems lately. The 49ers are definitely playing for it. It is in Nashville, so I thought about that one, too, and then the Packers and the Browns. But ultimately, here's what I came up with for all our Arizona listeners. You're going to love this. If you always ask me about the Cardinals, it's been a little bit different for the Cardinals lately, right? They're only favored by 1 in this game, Cardinals and the Colts. It's a Saturday Christmas game, Saturday night, which that makes it pretty exciting. So Saturday night, Colts and the Cardinals. Who do you think wins this? Colts or the Cards? Colts or the Cards? And let me give you a heads up on this. The point total is 49 on this. So the wise guys think that just 49 points is the number, either over that or under that. And again, who knows? And you're just picking numbers. That's what it's about. All right. Our pal Sharon in Maine is listening. She gets the honors. Sharon, hello.
Hi, I'm here.
All right. So what do you think? Who do you think is going to win this, the Colts or the Cardinals?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a hard one.
It is. Cardinals have been on a slide lately, so I don't know.
They have. They have been.
I think I'm going to go with the Colts.
Colts. Okay, and what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go 27-23.
Hey, what are you doing for Christmas? Anything fun or just relaxing?
I'm going to my sister's house.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And
good.
She lives local to me, so... Don't have to travel very far.
Nice. And you've got snow, right? In Maine, you've had a bunch of snow.
We had about 6 inches here overnight. It turned with freezing rain. So it didn't lose all our snow.
Because the freezing rain
prevented the rain from melting it away.
Good. So by default, perhaps a white Christmas.
Yeah. I think we're supposed to get some more on Saturday, but I'm not
sure. Cool. Well, enjoy your Christmas. Thanks so much for calling. Sharon in Maine, she picks the Colts. What do you say? 855-266-5283 or kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And I think it is a tough one to pick, but Sharon's right. The Cardinals have been on a slide lately. They lost their last two games. They lost to the Lions 30-12. They lost, which was a shocker. I picked the Cardinals in that one. They lost to the Rams. It was a little bit closer, 30-23. And then, of course, they've had some really nice, sweet, big wins. And they've been a fun team to watch. There's no question about that. Injuries and a few other things have been, I think, part of the reason for the woes of the Cardinals. All right, Nate, you get the honors. What do you think happens? Is it the Cardinals or the Colts?
Hmm. How about it be a nice tight game and we give it to the Cardinals? They pull it out 24-21.
24-21, that's what all our Arizona listeners like to hear.
Yeah.
All right, Nate going with the Cards, 24-21. It is tough for me on this one because I just get that pull from the Cardinals, and I think that, you know, well, look, listen, in the NFC West, Arizona's 10-4, Los Angeles is 10-4, and then you go to San Francisco, 8-6 after that. I mean, just in that division in the NFC West, and this is a huge game, obviously, for them. It's a huge game on both sides. I think Arizona pulls it out, too. I think Nate's right. I think it's a Christmas miracle. I think they pull it out. I think the final score is 27-24. I think it's a close one, too. So I'm going with the Cardinals. We'll see. Remember, you can still email me. I'm getting a couple emails here. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. The game of the week is what we do. We pick the game of the week, and the game of the week is the Cardinals and the Colts. And I picked it because I think it could be a close game. It's been fun to watch these teams throughout the years, and I try to pick different teams every single week. So that's also part of it. I mean, there's playoff implications in a lot of these games that are coming up. And as you know, there's only a handful of weeks left, of course, in the NFL. You've got, what do we have? We've got 16, 17, 18. So we have 3 weeks left, and that's it. Hard to believe. And then we bounce into wild card weekend on January 12th through the 18th. On Thursday, the 49ers and the Titans. On Saturday, the Browns and the Packers. And that's the early game. And then the Colts and the Cardinals. And then, of course, on Sunday, it's a full slate of action all the way through Monday's game, which is the Dolphins and the Saints. And, you know, that has snuck up on some people. The Dolphins are 7-7, and so are the Saints. And that will make for a much more interesting game. The Saints at home, who dat? The Saints at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans are a 3-point favorite. They're a 3-point favorite in that one. And I mentioned the whole COVID thing and how it's impacting the game. And, of course, if you have your biggest players out, they're on the COVID list and they can't play, obviously that's going to affect you. You take someone out of a line, an offensive line, or one of your best defensive players, and it messes with the system no matter how good your system is. And we've already seen that, and it rearranges the schedule in some cases. But, you know, this is that whole timing thing of what's happening with Omicron and how fast it's going through this country and the decisions that have to be ultimately made. Even the Cowboys are telling their families to stay home with the virus surge, so don't fly in for the game. Just be safe and keep us safe. On that note, I hope somebody nails the score. Thanks so much for participating. Don't worry if you sent me an email. You will be locked and loaded, so to speak. Make it count, everybody.
No, Mommy. What you want then?
Mommy, Christmas is here. So give me what you give to Santa last year.
I beg you, please.
Oh, Mommy, Christmas is here. So give me what you give to Santa last year.
Well, I made Morris get out of bed, 'cause I thought the child was off his head. He said, child, why you cannot sleep? Are you sure you won't have something to eat? Try some.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.